One of the more challenging passages of Scripture is written by the Apostle James, and he simply says this: "Count it all joy, brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." No one enjoys being tested. I don't think anybody really just looks forward to having to perform, having to do that work, being tested. It's hard. And yet there's something that comes from having prepared and succeeded and completing the test. I've suggested to you that that's part of what was going on when we read about Jesus going into the wilderness. We started last week to look at the question of the temptation of Christ and reminded that it says that full of the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted, being tested by the devil. We have a brief account at the end of that of three specific challenges that the devil laid before Christ, and we'll look at that in the future, but I was thinking about the 40 days. Those three experiences weren't covering the whole 40 days that Christ was out in the wilderness. And I was wondering what was going on there. And the truth is, Scripture doesn't tell us, so I'm not saying like this is gospel truth. But I'm just wondering what was going on there in the desert. And some way I know that Christ was wrestling with what he was about to do. Whether it was every day Satan was coming to him and putting some new challenge or some new test in front of him, or whether it was just he was putting himself into the position of preparedness for what was going to come as he stepped out and revealed himself as the Messiah, the promised one, the Savior of mankind, and began doing the work that would eventually lead to the cross that we just celebrated. There was something about those 40 days in the desert that was really significant for Christ. This is Super Bowl Sunday. And it's also Groundhog Day, as I was reminded. In fact, the Martins and Buchecks were talking a little bit about it being Groundhog Day for them, members again and again and again. But if you know the movie. But you know, you don't just show up one day and say, "Hey, I'm going to play a Super Bowl." For every one of those players out there, there are years, sometimes decades, of preparation. It started in Pee Wee League and junior high and high school and college, and there were skills tests and strengthening programs and all kinds of studies of the playbooks and strategies of the game, and there were practices and run-throughs and times when you had to go out and learn routes and learn blocking techniques, and you had to memorize all of the call codes, and you know, and it goes on and on and on. And what you did last week doesn't count anymore because you've got to get ready for the game that's coming up next. The coaches and the teams review film and study trends and practices. What happens in this situation? It's 3rd and 5 between the 20 and the 40, and the other team tends to do this on defense, and we're going to do this on offense. And it goes into these plans, and they have these sheets and cards and computers and strategies. And all of that is to prepare to play a game. All that preparation. How much more the game of life? You know, I thought about it. Every time God called someone into something significant, he gave them time to prepare. Abram's called, but Isaac isn't delivered and the promise doesn't come and move forward for 25 years. About the same for Moses. As we understand from the time that he was actually brought out of Pharaoh's household and then lives out in the shepherding and the and the family life and the backside of the desert before he's brought back again to confront Pharaoh and say, let my people go. That was actually more like 50 years. Samuel had to wait from the time that he was called as a child until he grew up and took responsibility as a prophet and a teacher, and then went out and found this shepherd boy again in the middle of nowhere and anointed David as king of Israel. And then David himself had to wait almost again 25 years until he actually assumed the throne when Saul died. When we come to the Apostle Paul, it says that after that amazing encounter in Damascus, and in spite of all his preparation and training as a Pharisee of Pharisees at the feet of Gamaliel, the premier teacher of that time, it says that his first action was to withdraw to the desert for 3 years. Don't say what he did. And yet, I have a feeling he was rethinking everything he thought he knew about Scripture and God and prophecy and truth, until he could come back now and, with the enlightening reality of Jesus Christ, take all of that and proclaim it now as the revelation of the grace of God in the church. Amazing. Preparation. How important it is. As we think about the coming year and service and experience here at Washington Heights, I hope that we are all understanding that every day is an opportunity for us to be prepared to serve Christ. We do that in so many ways. We do it by being in our word and devotions and study. We do it by praying and opening our hearts to what God is saying. We do it by fellowshipping together and working together as the body of Christ in the church. And we do it by taking that word and being aware that we are witnesses at home, across the street, around the world, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth. Before we open our time for Q&A, I just want to leave one challenge to you today about preparation. Find the desert. You say, what? Find the desert in your life. And by that I mean find that place where you can go and you can prepare your heart for what God has planned for you. Find that space that gets away from all of the other input, all of the noise, all of the responsibilities, all of the pressures, all of the distractions. Find that place where you're alone, and pray, and read, and meditate, and open your heart to what God is doing. I had a desert experience yesterday that I wasn't planning on and didn't expect. Wendy's out at her folks' place. Her mom starts a second round of chemo this week, and she really felt it was important for her to be there. There were some other things in the family that made it really good for Wendy to be the one here doing this right now. So we got her to the airport yesterday morning at 6 o'clock, and she was off on to her way to Philadelphia. And I came back home, and, you know, it's like, okay, it's me. And it's been kind of one of those periods, and I just thought, I'm just going to take a minute, and I'm just going to try to chill. I'm going to try to unwind. So we have this screen porch in the back of our house that we really love, and I made something to drink and got a little something to nibble on. And I went back there, and it's outside, I know. It was cold, but I was bundled up, and I'm a Wisconsin boy. I can do that. And I started sitting out there, and I just started sitting. And it was kind of quiet, even though we're in town, and my tea was getting cold, but I just kept sitting. I'd taken a book with me, and I started reading, and I got about 2 pages in, and I just set the book down, and I just started sitting, and I started thinking about our lives and about our ministry and about all that God is doing. I started counting the blessings in my life. We always focus on the bad stuff. We focus on the next challenge, the next problem, the next obligation that has to be done, the kids are screaming or the boss is demanding or whatever it is that's going on. We're always focused on all those things. I just sat there and I just started thinking, you know, how amazingly blessed my life is. And I started saying thank you to God. And I started thinking about what he wanted me to do. I sat there for 2 hours. Just alone. Just with God. Preparation. The desert. Sometimes testing. But also that we can be prepared and strong when it's our turn to get on the field and play the game of life for God. I hope on this Super Bowl Sunday we'll think just a little bit about what it means to be prepared in our hearts as we go out and serve Him.